Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there. They are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right. So, again, we'll take your calls about anything. Otherwise, we'll talk to you about things that you might find interesting, as many of these stories we'll be discussing are found on our very own website, submitted by listeners like you. And you can do that over at freetalklive.com. Just create your own account. It's all completely free. And when you see something that you like online, you think our listeners will enjoy it, you submit it to the site. And then people vote on what they like or dislike. And you can vote, too. And the most voted up will make it to the front page. Mark, where'd you find this one? Was it on our site or elsewhere?
This particular article is from Freedom's Phoenix.
Another good resource.
Yeah, I got it in their update.
So what is it?
It's really, really short. It's a clip of a video from the Wendy Williams show. She's a former radio talk show host now that I guess she has her own TV show.
Okay. Never heard of her.
I hadn't either. I had heard of her. I'd heard of her on the radio. Anyway, it's a quote from Dee Schneider. I watched the video, but, you know, I'm not playing
Twisted
it here.
Sister.
Yeah, from Dee Schneider of Twisted Sister. He says, okay, so let's cut to 25 years later. He was talking about him being, you know, having to testify in front of Congress over the bad word ban or something that they were trying to pass through in the 80s. I remember this with John Denver, Frank Zappa.
And
Dee Schneider sort of being called in front of Congress for, you know, violent things in their lyrics and
yeah, I've seen a footage of words. I've seen footage of Frank Zappa, I think, testifying in that particular case, and he really knocked it out. The guy was a real libertarian.
Yeah. He was great, as was John Denver and as was Dee Schneider. But Dee Schneider was really...
Dee Schneider was a libertarian? I thought he was
guy. They were great in their testimony.
Oh, okay.
Dee Schneider, you know, it's John Denver, right? Congress wasn't worried about him. Frank Zappa, he's too old. Dee Schneider was the epitome, you know, in his album where he's got the big, the femur of an ox or something there, and he's chewing on it. He looks, you know, dangerous, and he's got the makeup and all that stuff. He looks awful, no doubt. And I love that We're Not Going to Take It song, and then they had another hit called, I Want to Rock or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had made too much money, so they needed to be brought up in front of Congress and berated for their bad, bad behavior. Dee Schneider says, so let's cut to 25 years later, and that's today. I'm still married. None of my kids have been busted for drug possession. Can Al and Tipper Gore say the same thing? I don't think so. He points out, in a very easy, accessible way, how it is that these disgusting politicians who raise the flag for family values, mm-hmm. This is what Tipper Gore was doing, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton was in on this whole thing. I think Arlen Specter was another one. And all these politicians talking about how much better they are and how we have to worry about family values and blah, 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 blah. Well, how are they doing? Al Gore's son was arrested a couple of years ago for drugs. Incredible drug cocktail that he had in his car. I don't know that Al and Tipper are divorced. Maybe they are. I don't know. She filed for divorce.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I could care less.
It came out about a month ago that Tipper Gore filed for divorce from Al. And then there was another charge, too, that Al had been allegedly had sexually harassed a massage therapist.
Yes.
In his hotel room.
Sure, it wasn't sexually. Sure. I mean, like, this was practically rape. This was out of the Inquirer. And the stuff they put in there, generally true.
Well, you know, it's interesting what you're saying here is that the politicians portray themselves as our betters. They try to make it look like they are somehow superior to others. And of course, anybody that pays attention knows that's not the case because they're constantly involved in scandals and things like that. But yet, for whatever reason, there's a certain mentality among a lot of Americans, and we've heard it echoed on this program by some of the callers to the show. This mentality that, well, they must know better because they've been elected. They must know better because they are professional politicians.
It's a higher pay grade than my own, people will say. Things like that.
These are the experts. So when I would ask a question of them, something to the effect of, well, why would you want George Bush or Barack Obama deciding how your money should be spent? Why would you want them, these bureaucrats, determining these things for your life and these rules and all of that? Well, they know better. They're professionals. This is what they do. No. These are just a bunch of jackballs who have never actually had the ability to have success in the real world, so they decided they'd be politicians.
Mostly
basically.
Unsuccessful attorneys is what you've got for politicians.
And sociopaths.
Yep.
Because they're actors. A lot of them are actors, and they're very good at it. And what they do is they're good at presenting a public image to make them appear a certain way before the public to get what they want from the public, namely their votes, their money, and their consent.
And then when they get busted, like, was it Elliot Spitzer, the New York governor with a prostitute, or the guy down in South Carolina cheating on his wife, or, you know, you name it. I mean, there's so many scandals. They always cry these crocodile tears, like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was a moment of weakness, and I love my wife, and da-da-da-da-da. No. You're sorry you got caught. That's why you're sorry.
Yes. You know, the idea, another thing that people will sort of come up with is that the world's a bad place, so we need these politician types to protect us. And it's really funny. If the world's a bad place full of bad people, wouldn't those bad people, the worst of those bad people, the most manipulative, the most difficult to discern whether they're in fact bad or not, wouldn't those be the ones that were attracted to roles in the government?
And that's exactly what happens.
Wouldn't the ones that are, you know, the best manipulators, wouldn't those be the one that would beat out, normal people?
Absolutely.
And there's been recent studies showing close similarities between the mental condition of serial killers and politicians. The politicians are just a little smarter, and they go for the higher echelon crimes that they don't get arrested for.
Well, right. You can get other people to do your dirty work for you as a politician, whereas the serial killer's getting his hands wet, so to speak.
So if you think the world is full of bad people, then bad idea to have politicians.
Well, you're right.
If you think the world is full of good people, then you don't need them.
It seems so obvious when you state that, but I've called one of the local talk shows here in town on Saturday mornings. These local political guys host a show, and I've called in. This weekend they were talking about, and I'll probably post the archive later this week at freekeen.com, but over this past weekend the discussion came up about possibly secession or home rule or the idea of becoming independent from the federal government. And they were really pointing out from their perspective, they were absolutely right about what they were saying. They were talking about the federal government and how bad some of the people are in the federal government and how awful the system is. And I called to praise them for that. You know, you guys are right. I think you're absolutely right about this. So why in the past, when I've called in, have you been so defensive toward the system? I mean, here they are critiquing the federal government, and they're right on in their critiques. I said, well, what is it that you love so much about the federal government? Why do you want to keep it around? And one of them went off on this rambling, expounding on the idea of the collective can do this and the collective can do that, and like all these,
you mean the mob?
Pie in the sky fantasies about what government is supposed to do for people and all of that. I said, well, that sounds very fantastic, but what I see happening is a group of strange men and women telling me how I should live my life, taking arbitrary amounts of money from me and spending it on their buddies in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I see happening, and the idea that any of that's going to change by an election is absolutely ludicrous, because people were calling in and they're, you know, saying the same old crap they say every 2 to 4 years. We got a clean house. We got to get them all out of there. How many times have you heard that?
Right. Well, what people mean by that is that we have to clean other people's houses and they have to get them out of there. Because, in fact, what these same people do is vote for the same politicians over and over again.
And over.
Take a look at who's running right now.
The incumbent rate is incredible.
Even if it's not incumbents, it's the ones that have been on the ballot all along. You're not cleaning, you know, they've been in other positions. You're not cleaning house. You're rearranging the furniture. It's
but
it's
even
incredible.
Even if you did, even if by some miracle this year 100% of the entire Senate and the entire so-called representative House of Representatives was wiped out and replaced with total noobs, people that had never been involved in politics before, maybe things would be slightly better,
well,
but
would.
It wouldn't change anything fundamentally because it's still a group of men and women with control, that are exercising control over other people's innocent lives. And those people would come up with ways to control people because they would have the power for themselves. They'd have the ring, if you will, of power, and that's a real bad idea. More coming up.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features there. They're free, including listening options. We've got live streams around the clock. You can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can listen live as we do the show as well. Over at listen.freetalklive.com, we've got broadband and dial-up flavors, so one will fit your internet connection well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also be able to learn about the listen lines that allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance and listen to those very same 24/7 streaming options for you. All there, listen.freetalklive.com. And I want to also mention the Free State Project, a longtime sponsor of the program, and, of course, we're also members of the Free State Project. We made the move here in September of 2006, so coming up on our four-year anniversary here in New Hampshire. Wayne, you've been here a little longer than 4 years. What, about five now almost?
5 years.
5 years. And it has been, hasn't it been amazing just watching things change as more people have come here, Wayne? It's been great.
You know, I think it's happening here more than any place in the country. I think it's happening around the country, but here it just seems to be more intensified because of all the activists moving here.
Concentration makes a difference.
Yeah. And hard to argue that.
Yeah. So come on up, join the fun, freestateproject.org. We got new people coming in here all the time, more new people moving sooner rather than later, because actually the official move hasn't even started yet. The Free State Project has a goal of reaching 20,000 participants and then having those 20,000 people move within a five-year window to get here. That's the official stance of the project, but there are different ways to customize your move. You can move early if you want to, and that's what we did. We moved early, and boy, I'm sure glad I did, because I've met some of the most amazing people and gotten in on what is still a ground floor here of the activism movement. It's just been an absolute blast. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about and sign up for it, the Free State Project. There's a forum there. You can go in and you can ask questions about New Hampshire and some of the activism that's going on up here, and it's a good time. freestateproject.org. As we continue talking about the politicians, Mark, you were pointing out these hypocritical politicians talking about how family oriented they are and then getting caught with their pants down, cheating on their spouse, or getting caught with drugs, or their children getting busted with drugs. Not that there's anything wrong with having drugs. It's just that they try to make it out as though that they're these holy rollers. And then, you know, point of fact, they're just as their families are as, you know, problematic as any other families. And I like those stories because it really shows these people to be who they really are, and that is just nobody different. They're nobody special. It's just that they maybe are a little more sociopathic and manipulative, so they're able to work their way up the political chain, so to speak. But some of the people that are objecting to the existing politicians don't really have the right answer. Their idea is that we're going to get those bums out of office and going to put some new bums in. That's what you hear every
our bums in our club.
Yeah. Every few years, that's what people say during election season. Of course, nothing really ever changes, because for all the talk about throwing the bums out, every time the elections come up, it's 90% reelection rates for the incumbents.
Well, plus the bums set up the system, and the bums have no intention of getting tossed out.
Yep,
so
that's right.
Even if it's the even if you put in new bums, the system's designed in order to be run by these bums.
Well, there's two bum clubs, and they have a monopoly now, because to get into the debates, if it's a national election, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And to get in the ballot, it's very difficult if you're not in the donkey bum club or the elephant bum club. So it's pretty tied up. Even if they get in the primaries, get rid of the incumbent bum, they've got another bum waiting in the wings to take
his
place.
That's right, because in order to even get to the point of running for a political office, especially at the national level, you have to work the party politics. So you have to essentially negotiate your way through the bureaucracy, if you will, of these political parties. And if you've ever been involved in this, and I have, and thankfully I've never been involved in the Republican or Democrat political parties, but they all work the same way. The Libertarian Party is what I had been involved in. I've since resigned publicly from the Libertarian Party, but back when I was involved, I saw what it was like. I saw the political wrangling and the maneuvering and that went on, and it was very disheartening for me. And I'm sure it was only a fraction of what actually goes on in the big parties. You want to come into those big parties and try challenging the status quo? Just look at what happened to the Ron Paul supporters.
Mm-hmm.
When they went into the conventions for the purpose of supporting Ron Paul, they were shut out. They were prevented from being able to speak on the microphone. They'd cut the mics off while they were trying to talk. They would refuse them entry into the relevant portions of the convention, and like all kinds of just really slimy, scumbaggy things that they did to these folks to keep their ideas out of the debate.
They even send private security guards after some of these people.
So
it doesn't happen every time. I mean, you got to take a look at John Dennis over there and running in San Francisco right now. He's managed to be, you know, all Ron Paul was, and do it from within the system and get the endorsement of many of the Republican organizations in California.
Sure.
And also since then, a lot of the Ron Paul supporters have actually gotten into the parties and into more positions of power. So over time, they will take over the party, hopefully. But then they may get corrupted themselves. That's the real test.
Well, that's a great point, Wayne, because in the Libertarian Party, that's what I saw happen as the Libertarian Party became more popular. They were the third most popular political party for a long time. I don't think that's still true. I think maybe the Green Party has surpassed them. But as they were gaining in popularity, the people who were in search of power came in, and they took those positions of power, if you want to call it that, within the party, the positions of influence within the party. Mm-hmm. They came in, they took over, and they watered it down.
Sociopaths.
Yeah, they ruined it. So, yeah, as soon as they get the taste of the power, then all of a sudden things change. All of a sudden it's what they want to do that matters. It's not about rolling back the government. It's about passing their favorite government program or improving their favorite government program or whatever. So one of the things that some people do to show how upset they are at the status quo is effigies. Now, you don't see that happening too often, but I guess you're saying it's happened in D.C., Wayne. You got a story for us?
Yes, the Capitol cops in D.C. evidently kind of took an interesting stance. They said it was okay to hang senators in effigy, just don't beat them. Free speech sometimes has strange limitations. The Capitol police are fairly jaded about protests, but they get a little bit more careful when it comes to pretending to hang a member of Congress. As anti-abortion protesters gathered outside the Senate Thursday, a dozen police officers poised to make arrests if the activists went too far. Pasting a photograph of Senator Lindsey Graham onto a human-looking figure and putting a noose around his neck was okay, police told protesters, but beating it with a stick they had brought with them was not.
Why?
For Randall Terry, the longtime anti-abortion activist who led the protest, the goal was to go as far as he possibly could. We are trying to be incendiary, he said. This country was started with people who did things like this. Well, and he's right about that. Whether you agree with abortion or not, and this is the whole point of a lot of the activism in Keene, is that you push the envelope. You raise awareness.
But the activism here isn't violent. I mean, it's not based in violence. And I understand there's not an actual victim with the effigy, but I think it kind of it's a hallmark of violence, if you will. It is mimicking violence, and that kind of stuff doesn't happen.
Well, they hung Abraham Lincoln in effigy in Central Square about a year or two ago, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's dead.
That's true. He is dead.
I think that what's being pointed out here is that civil disobedience has to mature over time, and I think it has had an opportunity to do that somewhat in Keene. I think it still has a ways to go.
So the more the merrier. More coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not sure. I don't really feel comfortable with the whole idea of setting an effigy on fire or anything like that. I think it's just too violent. More coming up. Would love your thoughts, though.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO or genetically modified organisms means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. And also, want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got our bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, silly nonsense. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Tired about reading about loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon, or for a free PDF of Part 1, write Progress, a novel, at gmail.com. Experience a libertarian revolution. Progress, a novel, at gmail.com.
Let's go to your phone call. Scott is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Well, you know, one of the reasons maybe why the police were getting a little edgy about the hitting versus just having the effigies, maybe they thought it was a little voodoo thing going on or something like that. But the only problem with that is most of those politicians don't have nerve endings anyway, so it probably wouldn't hurt them anyway.
They're lizards, aren't they?
That's right. You know, I admire you guys for wanting to do things and take, you know, bounds and leaps, you know, but I kind of... My philosophy, and I failed this year. I actually tried to run for an office, and I didn't get the signatures, but I'm going to try again in 2012.
Isn't it disgusting that in order to run for office so that the people of the state of New York, or there, wherever you ran, the right to vote for you, you've got to go out and get 20,000 signatures or whatever.
How many signatures was it?
15,000 aggregate signatures. Yeah.
And did you get
an enormous amount?
Did you get 15,000 signatures, but they excluded half of them, or what?
No. I just, it probably costs literally, I would say, $250,000 approximately to get your name out enough that you're going to get the signatures.
Really? I thought a professional, you can hire professional signature gatherer types, professional petitioners for basically a buck a signature. Is that not the case?
It's one thing that there was a guy from another state, he's a millionaire, he's a finance guy. He tried to do that, and he looked into doing that, but actually New York State, election law prohibits it, and FEC, is kind of like, well, whatever New York State, they don't allow it. It's actually illegal. So I actually had looked into that. But
now, before you go on, what are the other ways to get in? Is it cash? Like, can you give them a few thousand bucks?
That was the guy in South Carolina. That's how he got in, $15,000.
But what about you? Is it only you can only collect signatures to get on the ballot in New York, or are there other ways to do it?
The only other way to get in is to get 25% of the committee vote. And when the party
committee?
The Sean Hannity of the Democratic Party, drum beaters, you're never going to get your foot in the door because they were all for Gillibrand.
So you do it by the party rules, whatever arbitrary rules they've set up, and they basically set it up to keep people like you out. Or you have to jump through the hoops and get 15,000 signatures. Is that 15,000 from across the whole state or just from the congressional district?
15,000. It's U.S. Senate, so it's 15,000 signatures. But they also make you get all of that. 1,500 of those have to be from 15 of 29 districts. So you have to get 100 in 15 of 29 districts. So 1,500 is specialized.
I see. So you can't just focus on one area and get those.
I can see how it's complicated. I mean, you're saying that it's against the law for people to collect signatures professionally? Is that what your claim was?
No, you can pay them. Like, I can give somebody $200 and I can say, I want you to get as many signatures as you can possibly get. But I can't say that I can give you a dollar for each signature.
Gotcha.
So what?
There was another woman who got on the ballot. Her name's Gail Good, and her husband actually asked me to endorse her. But I said, well, I'm going to run in 2012, so I really don't want to do that. But she had been working in New York City for 24 years as a lawyer, so she had a real network, and she got in. She got on the ballot, but she's going to get trounced. But the thing that I really wanted
just out of curiosity, because I don't know much about this. So what did the network? How did that help her?
She had a network of, basically doing business in New York City and working with a whole bunch of other lawyers, in New York State in general. Mm-hmm. But I mean, she was a bigwig, in New York City as far as, in the law community. So she had an in, she had a shoe in.
So the thing you really wanted to say was what?
I'm up in Ithaca, so I'm up in the, in the boonies out in the, in the mountains. So I'm not really well known in New York City, although I did put some ads, some TV ads, actually, in New York City, but it was all my own expense.
So what was it? You said it was something you really wanted to say tonight. So what was that?
Well, not to be too melodramatic, but, I mean, when Neil Armstrong, jumped off of the little lunar module, he made one small step for man. And I know that we may not agree on every single topic, and there's some things. I believe in a smaller government. Even though I'm not a Republican, I'm a Democrat, and I believe in, some of the things that the Republican Party believes in, but I also want to do some things that are much more progressive than the Democrats. I also have some libertarian things. But I still believe in taking small steps, not writing a 2,000-page bill and doing nothing, or very little. And I just think that we should do things in a stepwise approach and not take our time about it. We need to kind of do things accelerated. But we do it in stepwise approaches because the all or nothing approach, what I think some of the current politicians do, and it's kind of evil, they basically say, well, I'm going to change the healthcare system. And they know their big stuff is not going to pass, but it makes them look good to say it.
Well, that's true, but you mentioned the word progressive, and I wonder what you mean by that.
I only look at saying progressive and just making progress, doing something mm-hmm. that actually improves the lives of, you know, average people. But I expect something out of the public, and I expect something out of the government. I expect the government to just barely serve and protect and provide basic services, not to, like, make people dependent on them. On the other hand, I expect people to actually work and, you know, try to, you know, make a living and take care of themselves and maybe even, you know, health-wise take care of themselves, because when you don't take care of yourself, obviously you can see that it costs a lot of money. It's over $300 billion a year in smoking and obesity alone. I mean, you know, those figures...
So to address what you said about this the stepwise approach, I think that inevitably that's the way things go. I mean, the government didn't get huge overnight. It took a stepwise right. approach to getting huge. So it seems that most likely if things change, unless things change in a very sudden manner, like the federal government comes crashing down like the Berlin Wall or the breakup of the Soviet Union, which could very well be the case, it's pretty likely that steps will be taken. That's not to say that some steps can't be seemingly large. Like, for instance, the step of seceding from the United States is a pretty big step, but it's just one step, right? I mean, you only have to just, from a political perspective, you just have to get enough people on board at the state government level to be able to say, okay, we're done with this whole federal government thing.
And I think there are ways of actually, without actually, let's say, officially, like just like what you said, seceding from the United States, there are philosophical ways that some states that can pull back and say, you know what, we don't need you. And actually, I think it was South Dakota a long, long, long time ago, actually in the last century, came up with their own bank. And I know Ed Schultz always talks about this on his show and everything and beats it to death. But they do have a bank that has nothing to do with Wall Street. It's only owned by South Dakota. It's the only bank in the United States that operates this way. It has no connection to the federal system. And in a way, they sort of seceded their banking system from the United States. And I think those are little steps that we need to do all over.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and that's decentralization. And actually, because they did that, they didn't have the problems that all the other states had with the big national banks that made all
Absolutely.
These bad loans and had insolvency.
I love the idea. It sounds really neat. Do you know what the bank is called? Because I never heard of it.
It's like the Bank of South Dakota. It's actually run by the state.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Well, it seems questionable to... Well, if it's run by the state, then I've got an immediate objection to it. But I find it hard to believe that they wouldn't be FDIC insured or in any way connected to the federal government. Are you saying that's the case?
I believe so.
Wow, if that's really the case, then that's somewhat impressive to actually operate a bank without having the feds come in and raid it, because that's what
right.
they did to the warehouse bank. Wayne, you told us about this guy operating a warehouse bank completely outside of the auspices of the feds, and they came in and stole all of his stuff. Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis.
SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll enjoy the features there, and you'll enjoy them for free, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. The archives, the live streams, you name it, it's all on the house. But it's brought to you by some great sponsors like memorydealers.com and hostgator.freetalklive.com. And it's also brought to you by listeners like you who become Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com to help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board and get the word of freedom out as far and as wide as we possibly can. The Free Talk Live amp program doing things like not only buying industry advertisements for Free Talk Live and helping us reach out, like, to Talkers Magazine. The program directors around the country read that publication and they see our advertisement. Stuff like that has helped raise our profile within the industry. Our listeners send us to the industry conventions that happen yearly in New York City, which you didn't make it this year, Mark, because it was the same weekend as the Liberty Forum. So you were at the Liberty Forum. I was at the convention. But next year I don't think it's going to play out that way, so we'll get to go to both, which is great.
Yep.
And every year, because we've been at the conventions for so long now, probably about half a decade, our profiles are raised at the conventions, and they've had me speak at the last couple, which has been great. So it's because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers that we're able to do any of this, though. So listeners like you make this possible. For $3 a month, head on over. It's the price of a cup of coffee. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. So we got your phone call. Sonny is on the line in South Dakota. Hey, Sonny, just as an aside, we had a gentleman on from New York a moment ago, Scott, talking about the South Dakota Bank. Do you know anything about it?
No, that's the first time I've heard of that, but I'll look into it.
Okay, he lives in South Dakota, never even heard of it. Anyway, what were you calling about tonight?
I wanted to address the relationship between crime and poverty. which I think is most evident already to most people that where you have poverty, you have a lot of crime. So when you imagine yourself living in a city or a town where one side of the town is more affluent than the other, you're probably going to lock your doors. And my problem is that I wonder, and I've been wondering for a while, is in a free market, if we really had a true free market, can we be guaranteed that poverty can be eliminated? Because this is very necessary, because as long as there's crime, that really does place a burden on people's freedom.
Can you guarantee that in a free market, poverty will be eliminated? Can you describe what poverty's elimination would look like?
Where people can get the access to the things that they need, I guess, would be the most basic thing.
What things? Like food? Healthcare? What are you talking about?
No. Well,
bathrooms?
If you imagine, for whatever people are would need to steal for or come after other people for, because anybody, even you or I, if we were really in the most desperate situation, most people would resort to level
I spent
of crime
9 years
and
in I spent 9 years in prison, and I can tell you the vast majority of people were in there for stealing and robbing people to get drugs.
Right.
So are drugs a need?
I guess if a person can't afford them, then yeah, that's why there's crime.
And why are they unaffordable?
You guys make all the time.
Why are drugs unaffordable? Because they're illegal.
Right. The drug prohibition dramatically increases the cost of drugs by thousands of percent, because the middlemen who pass them through their hands in order to get them eventually to the end user have to mark it up appropriately due to the amount of risk that they're taking, and each middleman takes the same amount of risk, so they're all marking it up, hundreds of dollars if they possibly can, as much as they possibly can get away with in the black market. So it's those inflated prices that lead people to commit crimes. So in the absence of the war on drugs, you probably are still going to have people in desperate situations. There's still going to be some crime, but it's not going to be near as intense. The violent crimes and the theft. Just here in Keene the other day, there were some folks that were beaten severely with a baseball bat in the middle of a field because this 19- and 20-year-old had been told they were going to get smoked out by this homeless guy. And I guess I think there was like a purchase involved as well. Like, yeah, you could come buy some pot from me. Met him out in the middle of a park. And as he was holding out the pot to be inspected, the guy leaned over and got clocked over the head with a baseball bat. And these people were beaten severely just over, a bag of pot, basically. So the crime does happen, but it's really tied into prohibition. But to get back to your question,
that's a very specific point, and anyone with a little common sense will realize that the war on drugs is an absolute fallacy. But what about people who are poor enough that, and if they say you live in a city and property values are really high and they can't afford a home and they can't afford rent or whatever, things that are basic needs. Let's just say that have nothing to do with government intervention.
Well, in a free market, in a free marketplace, in the absence of property taxes, rents will drop pretty dramatically. So the cost of living will go down in the absence of government because, well, you won't be paying through the nose. Up here it's absurd. My renters are paying almost half of their rent in property taxes. So
are you saying that while there may still be a wealth gap, even the people who are at the bottom of the wealth gap won't be so poor?
Well, right now, people who are poor in America have television sets, they have cell phones, people who are poor have cable television, they have cigarettes, they have alcohol, they have air conditioning.
Their children might be hungry, but it's mostly a poor allocation of funds as opposed to a situation where they don't have money. Do you know what I mean?
And I've also heard you say two things that interest me. One is you said the elimination of poverty, which we can all get behind, but then you've also just expressed the idea that everybody should be the same in wealth, and no, there should be no people wealthier than others, because I think that if you deserve to be wealthy based on merit if you work hard and you're an innovator. Not everybody is going to attract wealth at the same rate. The whole point, though, is even if you don't, you can still live pretty well, and that's how it was here in the past in this country before government grew so big.
Well, the wealth gap that you mentioned is a creation of the government's financial policies and the fact that they take money from people. We were talking during one of the breaks about cigarette taxes in New York City, for instance, and how it is that taxes like that target poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these taxes, sales taxes and such, really hurt poor people more than they do rich people, and so it's the government redistribution distribution of wealth and the government programs that actually encourage people, that encourage this wealth gap, that puts a larger and larger gap, if you will, between poor and rich. In the absence of all of that manipulation, I think that you'd see less of a gap.
And let's also talk about the fiat money system, because we have a money system in which the poor hurt
that's
the
one
worst.
Of the things, yeah.
And the rich people who have government connections get the funny money shoveled right to them first, and then everybody else gets the scraps. So in a real free market, you'd also have free market money where you're free to pay somebody in whatever form you like. So if you have a skill, you can barter with somebody else, or you can use bottles of whiskey or cigarettes or whatever you like to pay somebody. You don't have to use their fiat money that they're constantly diluting, which hurts the poor the most.
One more really important point that needs to be brought out in this discussion is that one of those things that the government does, one of their policies that keep poor people poor and make them poorer, is they kick out the bottom rungs. And Dr. Mary Ruart really talks about this in detail in Healing Our World, which I highly recommend that you read.
Absolutely.
But she talks about how the government kicks out the bottom rungs of the ladder of affluence, meaning that it's incredibly difficult for a poor person who has that innovative idea, who has that entrepreneurial spirit, to actually take that and turn it into something. Because, well, if you want to start a business in America, you can't just do that. You've got to beg permission from some bureaucrats. You've got to go and pay some application fees.
And don't forget
bribes.
Zoning laws that prevents you from living in or over your business.
In your business, right. So you can't do a business from your home. You've got to go rent a building. And so there's all these barriers that the government puts up to poor people starting their own businesses. Or if a poor person does start their own business and the government finds out, they come in, they crack down, they arrest them. So basically, in the absence of the government and all their absurd rules that are forced upon everybody, then people who don't have a lot of money would be able to start their own home businesses. They would be able to braid hair, for instance, in their home, or cook meals for people in their home, or whatever else they can do in their home to start out small and then get the ball rolling without having to jump through hoops, pay bribes, get licenses, and all of that. So do you understand how that really holds people down?
Obviously, government makes everything worse, and that's why I'm an anarchist. But I am not convinced that government is the only thing to blame, and that in the absence of government, that there will be an elimination of crime.
Oh.
And as long as there's crime, there's an effect on our freedom, and that's one of the core excuses that people try to use to need police and need government, is because there are other people out there who
it's
want
never gonna
to need
be.
Something.
It's never going to be perfect.
Yeah, the free market's not utopia.
The free market isn't utopia. If you need protection services, or say,
insurance
in the area where guns aren't regulated so much, the price will be lower, and people will be able to carry them and protect themselves. I mean, most of the time with crime in the United States, you're talking about a situation where seconds count and cops are only minutes away. Cops don't prevent crime. Cops clean up messes.
Right. So I wish we could get into further detail on this as far as crime in the marketplace, but clearly crime would drop dramatically in the absence of, for instance, the war on drugs and other government programs, and when poor people have the opportunity to create wealth for themselves, they don't have to go out and commit crimes. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.